I'm going to quote the late, great Tim Keller, you know, is people are idle factory machines, you know. Mm-hmm. And so one of my things is I love control and how control and protection, self-protection show up oftentimes is in the form of judgment. I can be a really judgmental person. Mm-hmm. For instance, everyone who drives faster than me on the road is a maniac. And everyone who drives slower than me doesn't know what they're doing.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, and I mean, we can joke, but the judgments can come in these much more kind of nasty or sadistic ways that really, at the end of the day, they harm us and they harm others. And it's not that we don't have sound judgment. It's not that we can't call evil evil or seek good and call out where good is good. It's that we don't understand our vast limitations. You know, my little soapbox behind this is that, you know, the tree that messed everything up for humanity was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Mm-hmm. And it's just this humble recognition that we as human beings have this very limited understanding of good and evil. And that's why we have scripture. That's why we have God's design and the laws and the prophets and the New Testament. But I also want to take it a step further because there's this verse that really convicts me. It says, you therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself because you who pass judgment do the same things. And I don't think we consider that enough. And this verse is Romans 2:1. And it's really a warning that when we remove ourselves from grace, when we move ourselves from self-examination and putting ourselves under kind of our own spotlight, not with condemnation, but with sound judgment and grace, we lose our way. We lose our path. And one other thing I want to mention about this verse is that when Paul wrote Romans, when he wrote any of his letters, it didn't have chapter and verse. Mm-hmm. It was just one continuous letter. I think there is a huge mistake that we make in separating Romans 1 from Romans 2. Romans 1 is this long list of sinful behavior, ways in which we are way outside of God's design. And oftentimes we as Christians have this temptation to use that to weaponize that list of sins against other people, mm-hmm. i.e. use judgment. The irony is the very next verse is, therefore you have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For what other point you do that, you're condemning yourself. One of the solutions to this I'm seeking to do today is self-examination and confession. Mm-hmm. Grace, the yeah. grace of God.
Yeah.
When we clean out ourselves, when we focus on the plank on our own, we are so much better to be a conduit of God's goodness in the world.